Have you ever had to speak to it? Mamas, I know you have. It's a moment you simply can't be silent. Truth needs to be spoken into a situation and you just can't hold your tongue. A child is misbehaving and a parent is nowhere to be found. Girl, I gotta speak to it. What about you see someone intentionally breaking in line where some patient soul has been waiting? I might need to speak to it. I know you have some moments coming to your mind when you had to speak to it. For me, it's when enough is enough and I come to the place where truth has to be spoken. Families in love sometimes must come together and speak to it. It is time to get a job. This relationship is bringing you down more than it's lifting you up. You are headed down a dark road if you keep making these choices for your life. Sometimes we must speak to the giant elephant in the room. The truth can hurt, but still, it must be spoken. Did you know if you are a believer and follower of Jesus, you are called to speak to it? You are. Well, Lori, that's just not my business. I don't need to go ruffling feathers or saying something that might hurt someone's feelings. If it's the truth and they are a brother or sister in Christ, it is your business. You do need to ruffle those feathers. Feelings may get hurt. They may get mad, but you are members of the same body. We forget that, don't we? If I break a leg, am I going to ignore it, let it get infected, or heal back crooked so I can't walk? No, it's my body. We want to take care of our body. And often, yes, it hurts to clean out a wound or reset a bone, but it must be done to heal so the whole body functions and moves the way it was intended. Romans 12:5 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 speak to this, in that in Christ, we are one body made up of many members. I love verse 26 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. We don't think of it that way enough. We are called to love one another and speak the truth in love, so we may be whole, working together as one for the cause of Christ. In that spirit, I'm going to speak to it. Ephesians 4, 25 through 28. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Body of Christ, stop lying to yourselves and to one another. That's not love. Live out and speak the truth in love. Romans 6:4 calls us to walk in the newness of life, but spiritual decay has set in the hearts of many. Clean it out. Renew your mind with the truth. If you get angry, don't sin. Believers are not called to violence, hate, slander, or judgment. We are to be slow to anger and quick to listen to the pain and needs of the body. Stop stealing. Work for what you need. God established work for your good. So get to work and God will bless you so you can in turn bless those around you. That, my friends, is the truth in love. No getting around it. Spoken by the Apostle Paul to the church, that's you and me. He spoke to it. He wasn't afraid to, and we shouldn't be either. God, give us ears now to hear and repentant hearts move to change so the world sees a healthy body at work for the cause of Christ. That's why we must speak to it in love. That's the truth. Paul speaks to it even more in the rest of Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at that next time. Follow along with us at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.